Iran has unveiled a number of fresh nuclear achievements. Iranian nuclear scientists loaded fuel assemblies for 20% enriched uranium into Tehran's medical reactor in the presence of President Ahmadinejad. The reactor produces medicine for thousands of cancer patients. Also, the fourth generation of centrifuges was unveiled in the city of Natanz. Iran will cut oil exports to six member states of the European Union unless European companies agree to long-term deals and guaranteed payments. Earlier, Iran's foreign ministry summoned ambassadors of France, Italy, Spain, Greece, the Netherlands, and Portugal to inform them of the decision. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has hailed the huge turnout of Iranians in nationwide rallies, marking the 33rd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution's victory. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei criticized Western media outlets, accusing them of failing to cover the rallies attended by tens of millions of Iranian people. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has ordered a referendum on a new constitution on February 26. Syrian media says the new multi-party democratic system would allow rule by the people. Under the proposed text, any violation of personal freedom will be considered a crime punishable by law. Anti-regime protesters have held fresh rallies in Saudi Arabia's eastern province. People took to the streets in the city of Qatif to demand the release of rights activists. They also called on international organizations to condemn human rights violations in the kingdom. Several anti-regime protesters have been killed since last February. U.S.-led NATO forces have admitted to killing of eight young Afghan civilians in Afghanistan's eastern Kapisa province. The victims, aged between 6 and 14, were killed in an airstrike on February 8. Kabul has condemned the killing and says it's time for action to prevent civilian casualties. New figures show the debt crisis is pushing more EU countries into a recession. The Dutch, Italian, and Czech economies all officially slipped into a recession in the last quarter of 2011. The debt crisis also brought Germany's economy to a standstill at the end of last year. And finally, a massive fire has killed more than 270 prisoners in Honduras. The blaze broke out in a facility housing at least 800 inmates. Some of the survivors reportedly escaped by jumping off the roof. The cause of the fire is under investigation.